The story is beautiful. It is bound to happen to a professor of philosophy. The story says a professor of philosophy came to Nan'in. The professor must have been tired walking long when he reached to Nan'in's cottage. And Nan'in said, "Wait a little." He must have been in a hurry. Mind is always in a hurry. And mind is always in search of instantaneous realizations. To wait for mind is very difficult, almost impossible. Nan'in said, "I will prepare tea for you. You look tired. Wait a little, rest a little, and have a cup of tea. And then we can discuss." And Nan'in boiled the waters, started preparing the tea. But he must have been watching the professor. Not only the water was boiling, the professor was also boiling within. Not only the tea kettle was making sounds, the professor was making more sounds within. Chattering, continuously talking. The professor must be getting ready what to ask, how to ask, from where to begin. He must have been in a deep monologue. Nan'in must have been smiling and watching. This man is too full. So much so that nothing can penetrate into him. The answer cannot be given because there is no one to receive it. The guest cannot enter into the house. There is no room. Nan'in must have wanted to become a guest in this professor. Out of compassion, a Buddha always wants to become a guest within you. He knocks from everywhere, but there is no door. And even if he breaks a door, which is very difficult, there is no room. You are so full with yourself and with rubbish and all types of furniture you have gathered in many, many lives. Even you cannot enter into yourself because there is no room, no space. You live just outside of your own being, just on the steps. You cannot enter within yourself. Everything is blocked. And then Nan'in poured tea into the cup and the professor began to be uneasy because he was continuously pouring the tea. It was overflowing. Soon it will be going out on the floor. Then the professor said, "Stop, what are you doing? Now this cup cannot hold any more tea, not even a single drop. So are you mad? What are you doing?" And Nan'in said, "The same is the case with you. You are so alert to observe and become aware that the cup is full and cannot hold any more. Why are not you so aware about your own self? You are overflowing with opinions, philosophies, doctrines, scriptures. You know already too much. I cannot give you anything. You have traveled in vain. Before coming to me, you must have emptied your cup. Then I can pour something into it. But I tell you, you have come to me a more dangerous person. No, empty cup I won't allow. Because if the cup is there, you will fill it. You are so addicted, and you have become so habituated that you cannot allow the cup empty even for a single moment. The moment you see emptiness anywhere, you start filling it. You are so scared of emptiness. You are so afraid. Emptiness appears like death. You will fill it by anything, but you will fill it. No, I have invited you to be here to break down this cup completely. So even if you want, you cannot fill. Emptiness means there is no cup left. All the walls have disappeared. The bottom has fallen down. You have become an abyss. And then I can pour myself onto you. Much is possible if you allow. But to allow is arduous. Because to allow, you will have to surrender. Emptiness means surrender.